Good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop. Good morning, everybody, wherever you are finding yourself. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. I think it's the right time to thank Mattia Sangala. And yeah, it's a very beautiful Friday morning of the 11th of July, 2025. We are progressing with an understandable pace in the year of 2025. It's a year full of events, as it has been like many other years. But 2025 is a year which is full of events, positive and also negative. However, that is life. And whatever you do, make sure that you tighten your belt and focus on the bigger picture. So this morning, like any other morning, we bring you the program of Early Morning Scoop from the hour of 6 to 7:30 a.m. So for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, Early Morning Scoop is a conversational program that we look at what is happening globally, regionally, and domestically. And it's also a conversational program that attached to what we bring on the table, issues of bread and butter, issues of development, issues of economy in terms of numbers, issues of in infrastructure development, issues of human development. And we are trying to bring about those conversation that not really to say everyday conversation, but conversation which matters, conversation which encourage individuals to contribute, conversations which also require agent attention, and also conversation which when you miss them or when they are not brought on the table, we will not be where we need to be. Because we are always saying to say, look, a country, a beautiful country like Namibia, the land of the brave, with the population of not more than 4 million people, is a country with a lot of resources. It's a country with, you know, a very good history of peace and stability, and it's a country with also which is positioned well in terms of economic, economic survival. However, it's also a country where, in the world, challenges, unending challenges, lack of opportunities to the young people, lack of, factories and also industries which are ending various to our resources. We are still in the mode of operation that our economy is operating. We are still in the first phase of post-colonial Namibia, where we continue to depend on selling of raw materials, and also issues of food security still a concern. And it's a country which also depend on other countries to be fed. Therefore, we are saying, when we bring this conversation on the table, we want to see what can we do as Namibian citizens, how we can discuss with our policymakers, because this is not just a conversation for ordinary citizens, even policymakers, politicians, influential individuals who are at the forefront of driving the economic sector of this country, are free to engage, are free to contribute, and that they are free to give their views and opinions. So we are saying, when you look at Early Morning Scoop, this is where we are indicating to you that you are part of the conversation, and this is your talk show. And what is very interesting is also that you don't necessarily need to agree with everything which you are bringing on the table, because it's your democratic right to have your own opinion. So democratic right also to give a different view about how certain things should be done, when, how, and which method or which mechanism need to be done right in order to make sure that at least we advance our country, at least Namibia is where it's needed to be, and also to secure the future of our kids and the future of the young people. Because in comparison with advanced country, first world country, this, I'm always like to talk about this thing to say, these advanced countries, we can talk about the US, we can hate the US or like US, but there are things that they are doing right, particularly in terms of planning ahead, in terms of uplifting their economy, in terms of human development. We can say whatever we say about Britain and our former colonial masters, but there are things which are, they are doing right. We know the development did not come as, ours, but something to learn need to also be done. What are they doing about their food industry? What are they doing about their manufacturing industry? What are they doing about transportation? What are they doing about, technological advancement? What are they doing about their education? Because when we want to move, ahead, we compare ourselves with those who are ahead of us. However, using our own, mechanisms to advance due to the fact that, we did not experience the same process that the first world countries have experienced. So those are some of the conversation that we bring about. We look at not only a limited conversation, but we also look at issues of foreign policies, issues of trade, issues of regional integration, and many other issues. As long as those issues, they affect, bread and butter issue, they affect, bread and butter issue, what we put on the table, and that is the only way that we can co-create knowledge, we can co-create knowledge, and we can move from the face of speaking, the face of talking. We are known to be best writers and drafters of policies, but when it's coming to practical implementation of those policies, is equivalent to almost nothing. So yeah, before we go to what we have on the table for today, because today we are going to start with international news, before we go to the table, what do you have today on the table? So it's very important to make sure that you follow us. Follow us. We are always telling you to say, take that time to follow Eagle FM at all your social media platforms. Go to Facebook, Eagle FM Namibia, like our page, share our page, because that is the only way that you are going to be up to date with news. Not just any news, but news on bread and butter issue. You are going to be up to date about your economic statistics. You are going to be up to date about your trade. You are going to be up to date about, new development in the sector, opportunities, and also see challenges which impact various sectors and how you can avoid those. Especially if you are a business person, you are a researcher, you are an economist, you are an economic mover, you are a customer, and most importantly, entrepreneurs, particularly those who are at small and medium enterprises. So, because we understand, and it's a known fact to say, information and right information, right information are tools that can be used to improve our lives, expand our business, and also avoid, unfortunate events such as droughts and also, food insecurity. So you can, when you have information, you are well positioned, especially if you know how to use those information, especially if you know how to use those information, because with the right information, you can navigate life challenges. With life information, you can venture into various, sector. You can do your investment, and you become a good citizen who understand what is going on in and outside the country. And apart from you apart from you getting those information, we are always indicating to you that we have our e-paper. We have our e-paper that is the Villager newspaper. It's an e-paper which is coming out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Subscribe to it at 081-200-4144. Send your name and save that number, and you'll be able to be sent that, you know, the Villager newspaper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yeah, we are always indicating to you that, you know, when it's coming to frequency, and also it's coming to you getting connected with us and also listening to Eagle FM Namibia, there is an Eagle FM app, and we're always indicating to you, we're speaking very slowly so that you can grasp what we are saying, so that you can comprehend what we are saying. We are saying, if you're in a situation where you find yourself not being reached by the frequency, the radio is not connecting, do not worry about that, because we have an alternative way of doing it. By just go to your Play Store, download Eagle FM app. When you download Eagle FM app, then you put it in your phone. By just the time when you open that app, when you just open that app, you're automatically listening to the programs which are on air. And it's also very interesting to understand that at some point you miss the certain program, you miss the certain show, you are busy doing something of equal importance, you can still come back and look at the podcast. We have part of a podcast which is actually an open archive where recorded and documented conversation and programs of Eagle FM are. You just click there for free, then you can access them. Even a program that you have listened 2 years ago to say, and you find yourself in a situation that no, you miss it, or there's certain information that you are still looking for. So you can just go to the podcast, then you read, look at the date, the name of the program, and the host, then you listen. So with that, you can expand your horizon, you can expand the way you think, you can expand your, you know, your knowledge and capacity. And yeah, so apart from using Eagle FM app, we also have Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book, simplified and easier to use. We are always indicating to people that we are in the world of digitalization. We are in the world of digitalization, and the world is moving fast. We are in the fourth industrial revolution, and using hard copy books, although it's important, is becoming a thing of the past, because people are into digital format. People are into a digital format. So if you find yourself at a place where you want to use a hymn book, you can find yourself in church, you want to sing, but you do not have a hymn book, you gave it away, or you just lost it, or you find yourself at events like birthdays, events like graduation, retirement, you know, farewell events, unfortunate event, but the life events like, you know, can be a funeral, memorial service, or any event that require you to use a hymn book to sing, and you do not have it, do not worry, because we got you. We are always indicating to you that we got you, because you can be able to download an app, that is Imba app. When you download Imba app, then you have access to those hymn songs. And just with your phone, you can be able to sing along. With your phone, you can access those, you know, digital version of Inoshuambo Ehangano book, Oma Imburiro Shirero. You can also access the hymn book in Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So do not worry about you not having a hymn book, because the word have, you know, changed. And with that digital version, we got you. Download Imba app, make your life easier, and do not work with the hammer anymore, because the world is trying to make sure that you work very smart, easy, fast, to access information by the tip of your finger and continue doing, you know, other things. So, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 7:30. We are here until the hour of 7:30. So stay tuned. We are going to a commercial break. Then we will look at what we have at the continental level, at the international level, before we go to the main conversation for today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve.
Yes, we are looking at Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at Early Morning Scoop. Let us see what is happening in Africa. Then we can also look at international affair. Just continue to look at Kenya, where the president continue indicating that, those protesters, those who are protesting must be shot, in their legs, because the situation was getting out, in Kenya. We see what the president has to say, especially those who are protesting in Kenya. We know that for the past, 1 week, Kenya has been under mass demonstration, and it seems like the situation is almost getting, you know, under control. However, protesting or demonstration are still seen in various parts of the country where anti-government demonstration, especially after the death of one of the activists who was killed in the police custody. And we yet have to listen. So from Kenya, we also going to look at what are these five African presidents who went to United States of America saying about Trump. And it's also very interesting to see that some of these presidents are also advocating for Donald Trump to win a Nobel Peace Prize. You know, it's a very interesting thing to listen to. However, let us look at what's happening in Kenya. Then yeah, then from there we will go to US. From the US we'll see also in South Africa. Then we can come back home.
Have been killed in nationwide anti-government protests that have seen some of the country's worst violence in years. Dozens have been killed in nationwide clashes between police and demonstrators. Weeks of protests were sparked by outrage over the death of a popular blogger who was in police custody. Tensions escalated further after a police officer was filmed fatally shooting a civilian at close range during a protest against police brutality. Ruto now says authorities should take a hard line against those he blames for the violence.
There are people who think they can sponsor violence in Kenya. They burnt properties the other day, looted supermarkets, destroyed people's properties, destroyed people's businesses. And there are leaders who are inciting these things, paying young people to go and burn people's businesses. So anyone going to set ablaze anyone's business and property, such a person should be shot in the leg, be taken to hospital, and taken to court. They should not kill him, but break the leg, so that they can go to the hospital and courts afterwards.
That is William Ruto. If you look, if you compare what was happening in Kenya, like three years ago, Ruto was one of the most promising African president in, you know, one of the most promising candidate to be the president of Kenya. And he brought a lot of hope to the African people. Looking at where the country is, looking at some of the events which have happened in Kenya, you'll be able to understand that it's very difficult to speak and then act, because in most cases, if you are very good at speaking, especially if you are a politician, you absolutely end up to no action, because most of the politicians who end up become successful in terms of achieving what they do are not the orators. Are not the orators, are not those who move the crowd, and are also not those who are very good at, you know, convincing people, although it's a character of politics. So what is happening in Kenya, a few events that you need to look at is, the first thing is, you know, there was, first when William Ruto came to power, he was against the international financial institution, and he was one of the most vocal African leaders who praised by Africa, actually, to criticize institutions like World Bank and also International Monetary Fund. And he was advocating for, you know, African, you know, having their own institutions, moving away from those or restructuring of international financial institutions, which was actually a very good point. But what have happened at home is that he got into trouble at home by looking at the protest, particularly last year also, was anti tax, because there was increment in tax payment, and a lot of people who came to the street and demonstrate against this decision were the young people of Kenya. And there was a point where Ruto was cornered, and he has to dissolve his own cabinet to save himself. And a lot of things are happening. Now, looking at the president saying people must be shot in their legs, you see that the situation was getting out of hand, And shooting of a person is when the chips go down. It went into a situation very tough. So it could be the last line of, defense. But looking at the statistics, are saying around 35 people have been killed. And police is giving a different statement. Kenyan watchdog is also giving a different statement. But yeah, that is Africa for you. That is Africa for you. And it's very difficult to judge than you being part of the system. So let us look at what this African president who are in the US are saying, especially when it's coming to Donald Trump, nominated for Nobel Peace Prize, because for you to win a Nobel Peace Prize, you must be internationally recognized for something that you have done to humanity, either in terms of academics, or in terms of peace, or in terms of humanitarian activity, and also in terms of your contribution to global peace. So, let's see what African president have to say, because Donald Trump asked them about how they think, are they going to nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize, and you have to listen to what they have to say.
Thank you, Miss. I have one.
Any questions, please? Where's my report in Africa? Okay.
You did it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Miss, I have one question for the African presidents and one question for President Trump. As you can see, Mr. President Trump, all the African presidents are very happy with your efforts to bring peace in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. My question to you is, today you are making history by receiving five African presidents and showing the interest of the United States to collaborate and to work close with the African nations. African continent is watching. African youth is watching. And this new approach that your administration is taking to deal with African nation, not only based on help, but in doing business that everybody can win, is really much appreciated for all the Africans. My question is, are you planning, Mr. President, in the future to travel to Africa to see firsthand all those countries in Africa, all those potential that those countries have? And for the African leaders, my question is, as you can see, President Trump is working to bring peace not only in Africa but also in the world. Are you all considering to nominate President Trump for a Nobel Prize Peace?
That's a very nice reporter. I got to meet her 2 weeks ago when we had the Congo and Rwanda, and we had some other people up from Africa, and I was the first time. But that's a very nice. I appreciate the questions. Very nice, actually. Would you like to? At some point, I would like to go to Africa. Absolutely. We're going to see what the schedule is, but at some point, I would like to do that very much. Would you like to give a fast answer, please?
Thank you very much. Of course, we are supporting
this. Microphone, please.
Of course, we on soutien cette dynamique.
We are in favor of this dynamic for peace. We are very committed on peace. I am the first head of state who went to Russia and who went to Ukraine both since the start of the war. I held the presidency of ECOWAS, and I went to see Mr. Putin. We spoke for 4 hours, and then I went to Ukraine. I spent 12 hours on a train to speak to President Zelensky. But now the weight of President Trump is something else altogether. We are with you. We are behind you to see what we can do to help bring peace back. No one wins when there's war. So you have our support so that we can bring peace back. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. President Trump. Thank you for your questions. A Nobel Peace Prize, while I don't see any problem with it, I think that President Trump deserves it for all the efforts that he's worked on. And he brought peace back in the SIAC region. That is my region, the region where DRC and Rwanda signed a deal. And so he is.
Yes, that is your African president, your African president in the U.S., praising Donald Trump, which indeed is their democratic view and what they think. And who are you to judge? Who are you to judge? They are saying Donald Trump is a very good person. He brought peace in the world, particularly in DRC. And he must be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And what you need to know is that these five African presidents who went to the White House include the leader of, Gabon, Guinea-Bissau, Liberia, Mauritania, Senegal. And, And what you also need to know is that, these are some of the small states in Africa. And, when they go there, it's part of diplomacy. Okay. Let's, take the caller. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Shome.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Please, please, I'm very sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Before you go very far.
Yeah.
And I think I stand with the people who are actually nominating Trump.
Okay.
As a peace. What is it? How do you call that Nobel? What?
Nobel Peace Prize.
I know it went to, it was with Mandela, with many, many other leaders.
Yeah.
Of those Caribas.
Yeah.
And I had followed politics legendary.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, I even had at one point many years ago.
Yeah.
And if he was a president, by then, there weren't going to be a killing of the Gaddafi and Saddam and things like that.
Yeah.
And you know very well that these are things that, atrocities that were committed.
Mm-hmm. So you're also supporting the African president who are saying Donald Trump must win a Nobel Peace Prize?
When you look at the mechanism.
No. Just answer the question.
Yes. That's right. I've always been on that level.
But
it's not my first time to. Yes, sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, continue.
So it's not my first time to congratulate him and support his efforts to bring global stability and peace. Despite all these weaknesses and all these things, the attack of Iran and all these other things, like I said, he mentioned some years ago, that yes, if he was a president, remember he was a president.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, because good leaders are always, that's exactly what they are doing in Kenya. So, and they are expecting him to negotiate and mediate for that. And I believe if African leaders are supporting him, and they are, their goal is to silence the gun.
No, you know, silencing the gun is not a problem. Silencing the gun is not a problem. But my problem is only here to say, when Trump was campaigning, one of his ticket to power, especially the second term, was he was going to end war between Russia and Ukraine within a few days. To end war. That is what he said.
Listen, there are many enemies who are trying to destabilize the peace in the whole world.
So America is a peacekeeper.
So he can be a peacekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that? Mm-hmm. And he was even mentioning that almost everywhere, everybody, if you go here in Namibia and they do the survey, they tell you America, everybody wants, I want to be in America.
But
America is not only because of Trump, it's for Africans.
But is Trump really caring for Africa, because he never touched a feet in Africa in his own presidency?
Don't worry, that's why the president who spoke in French, they said they would like him to go. And obviously, there's no way he could not be here. Anyway, his interest and all these things, when you heard about the association, the league and things like that, more especially, and it's because he's negotiating, facilitating for the peace.
Oh.
So, hence he deserves to win that Nobel, that title.
Hmm.
Why? Is it not because of his qualities and characteristics and all these things? So, Memenetumbo Ndaita yesterday was talking about the multilateralism.
Multilateralism.
And I love you because, number one,
mm-hmm.
It's just because, I don't know, maybe you need to bring this level at the at our level so that we can follow.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, so in fact, I don't want to waste more of time.
No, this is a talk show. You can speak as long as you bring your conversation. You can go even next 5 minutes, as long as you bring the conversation that you speak about.
Thank you very much. So what I'm saying is that he deserves that. And I've mentioned that, if he was a president, they wouldn't be going to be like the killing of Gaddafi and things like that. No wonder why they wanted to eliminate him.
Uh-huh. But you know, people have their reservation about that. They can give their different opinion because there was this debate on Twitter about what really U.S. president did. People talk about, no, this one, they killed Saddam, this one killed Osama, this one killed Gaddafi, this one killed who. But everyone has his person.
No problem. I would love to hear those opinions when they are entitled and they have got the right to do that.
Yeah.
But what we are saying is that we are now standing for the global peace.
Okay, 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 okay.
So if we are to advocate for that, and that peace, if, for example, last time we spoke about the peace in the DRC, and then we know the root cause of these things.
Yeah.
So now, what if that is the case? No wonder why you think that we are going to be like this if Nyoma and Mugambe would not have intervened militarily to prevent those the killing and massacres.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Savimbi was there. You know that story.
Yeah.
So all those things that we are talking about, they were efforts that were actually forged by the African leaders, our founders. And we want you to be inspired and follow and be more patriotic and support the peace that we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the peace, and the peace is for you, you know better than I, in terms of international law that Memenetumbo was talking about.
Okay.
So has Netanyahu now gone out of America? He has been there for 4 days.
Hmm.
Has he gone?
Now look, ne. We look. Okay. You know what, ne? Namibia. There was a time I was talking to Tate Kalomo. Then I asked this thing to say, no, Namibia is a friend to all and enemy to none. And they say, no, Namibia is not a friend with Morocco and also not a friend with Israel. Most of the Pan-African countries are not supporting Israel because of what they are doing to Palestine. But when you look at the US, they are calling Israel the greatest ally in the region. They are, they are giving Israel the F-35, those F-35 is the most advanced, jet fighter.
That was then, even I think before they even attack Iran.
No, they thought
maybe Iran, or even if it was not then.
Yeah,
one can repent. You can also make sure that when your actions are being condemned.
Yeah.
And you know, they are contrary to the international norms and all these things.
Yeah.
Who are you, your conscience and you understand? So,
yeah.
If they were giving that Israel, this support and all these things, Israel, I think, was the first person to attack Iran, and he has been destabilizing the whole world.
Yeah.
All these things and all these things, the massacre and the, it was been condemned even yesterday, the time when the Prime Minister of India came here. People have been saying, no, why the Palestinians, they deserve their rights, their freedom, you know, all these things, principles.
Yeah.
If somebody is now contradicting those news, of course, you know, the consequence is the people who are dying. Somebody of your mission said yesterday, and we have seen our justice ministries, they table a motion. So this is genocide.
Yeah, so
Africa did the same thing. Why do you think we are doing that? So let's congratulate and support the effort of President Trump and our African leaders.
Yeah.
To make sure that all these atrocities and our youth, you yourself, somebody was talking about the how many journalists killed in Israel, for example.
Yeah,
don't even report anything. Just Al-Jazeera, whoever you think is the most important one.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, Mr.
Yes, doctor. Just say doctor. We are getting there.
You know, you are called
Yes, thank you, ne?
Work the best.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. Yeah, and that is our uncle. If you are calling me doctor, who am I to say no? That is what we are facing. Everybody wants to be a doctor in Africa. Yeah, but it's a privilege to be at that level as long as you are using that doctorate for the greater good of everybody. So, you know, people have their own reservation and it's good for democracy to have your own views and opinion to say, I'm supporting, for example, somebody can say, I'm supporting Bibi, that is Netanyahu, to get a Nobel Peace Prize. It's your view. Somebody can say, no, I'm supporting the North Korean guy. To get a Nobel Peace Prize. And indeed, you see these five African leaders who went to the United States. I don't know if it's they are cornered because of diplomacy. They are saying they do not have a problem with Donald Trump getting the Nobel Peace Prize. And the Nobel Peace Prize is a global award and honor for somebody who did well for humanity or somebody who contributed to peace. And also, somebody who did well to save lives. And yeah, so look at the context. When Donald Trump get into power in the US, as an African, we are looking at it this way. A lot of people have hope to say he was advocating for peace and stability. And we see what have happened to what happened in Israel. You know, when you in the Arab world, Israel is called the greatest region. I mean, the greatest ally in the region by the United States. They have technical know-how, and if you compare the population of just for context, if you compare the population of Israel, which is not more than 10 million, and the population of Iran, which is almost 100 million. And you look at the aggression which have happened there. You look at the weapons that they have and what they did, because they wanted to eliminate the top leaders of Iran, and the US was supporting them, giving them F-35. For those of you who don't know F-35, F-35 is not a big, it's not a MiG, or it's not a helicopter. It's a Falcon 35, well advanced and fifth generation. It's a fifth generation fighter jet, which is very difficult to detect by a radar. And it's very lethal. And it was used to bomb, buildings and military installations in Iran. And those F-35 are only made in the U.S. And the other thing is also what's happening in Palestine, and people are killed looking for food, and Israel is doing that. Look at what's happening in Ukraine. Who is sustaining the war in Ukraine? Instead of you sitting on the table, you are supporting what is going on. So, yes, I'm not going to argue to say he should not win the Nobel Peace Prize, because people have different view about certain things. You know, DRC would be at peace because when we were discussing with Dr. Gaston Sindano, he indicated to me to say, look, the minerals inside DRC, they are approximately 25 to 30 trillion US dollars in value. That is equivalent to the GDP, or equivalent to the economy of the United States. However, DRC is one of the poorest countries in the world, not only in Africa, in the world. Who caused this destabilization of DRC? The diamonds, oil, cobalt and coltan, and all the minerals which are in DRC, they are benefiting international companies. When you look at the rebels, go to Katanga province, for example. When you look at the rebels, the way they are armed, these people have advanced weapon. They have night vision goggles. Some of these things are only made in the US. They have bulletproofs. And what is very interesting is that when you look at the American military, they have the bulletproof is made of coltan. Very difficult to penetrate by ordinary bullet like that. And most of these things are from DRC. And the question that you're asking yourself is to say, who was really benefiting from destabilization of DRC? And do we really have peace in DRC? So that is the question of another day. That is what we need to look at. But if you have your own view to say Donald Trump must be given a Nobel Peace Prize, that one I respect that, because nobody has the monopoly of wisdom to say this is what is right, because it's a view and opinion. And these five African presidents, they are there saying, Mr. Trump, we think there's no problem with you getting a Nobel Peace Prize, and we want you to come to Africa. How can you go? Yes, he's the most powerful man in the world. That one you cannot deny it. But is this really what we voted for? Is this really what we voted for? Because even if they are going there, there is 10% tariffs on their head when their things are entering US market. They are not immune to the decision of Donald Trump. And People spoke about withdrawing of aid in Africa, and how many people are going to die when that aid is withdrawn. The aid was a dependency in African context, because it was limiting Africans to think for themselves and also do their own thing. Then you talk about issues of AGOA. Then you talk about, is it going to be extended? Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. But, yes, it's very difficult to be a president. It's very difficult to speak at an international platform. And, nominating the man who imposed tariffs on you on a Nobel Peace Prize, maybe it's to charm him. I don't know. But, I think there's a lot of things that we need to do. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We have around 30 minutes there, 30 to 36 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Yes. Hello.
Sorry. That's a question about maybe a motion.
You are big.
There's a motion that I want to put on the table.
Yeah.
In regards to, in reference to the global peace initiative and whatever. So this bed, you know, we're having some president.
Yes.
In the world.
Yeah.
You know, these are two systems that were, you know, competing, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but yes, President Putin cannot travel because of the warrant of arrest that was imposed.
Yeah.
And
but he was in China at one point.
Yeah, just there are loving, you know, peaceful, loving people.
Yeah.
Who not actually go to that, I don't know how you call it, that rules, that norms, that, I don't know. So is it also the same imposed to, it's like Prime Minister, for example, and, you know, many other people who
Which Prime Minister?
Actually, Netanyahu.
Yeah, imagine. No, it's actually a very good question That question I like it because I was also asking myself to say, Netanyahu and Putin, they were regarded as war criminals, and there is a warrant of arrest by international court, and you know, countries, if you have a warrant of arrest, means that you can be arrested at any time and appear in the court. That is what it is. Now, is it only happening to African president? Do you know that Ruto and Uhuru Kenyatta were at the international court at one point and won that case?
That's why I did not go very much far with the Kenyan issue. And you remember very well that even when the former president, the former president, what's his name? I don't know.
Kenyatta Uhuru.
Uhuru. When he was now to step down during the campaign, remember people were saying, hey, he was not supporting the current president, you know, the opposition leader.
Yeah.
Who has always been there. And you have also heard from the president there that remarked that there are so many. I don't know why the Odinga.
Yeah, Laila.
Laila Odinga. You see, and there are many forces behind kind of
conflict,
protest, and violence.
No, I think you are right, because I also thought about that, because sometimes you're only blaming a person, but you don't know who is pushing those people.
It is actually, and you know, those are some of the incidents and incitements and all this kind of thing.
You are making sense, because sometimes we, especially as young people, if we are desperate and we do not have something to do, somebody come and find us. We do nonsense.
We take advantage of the poverty and the, all this condition of our people.
It's true.
And they, like you said, from the beginning, you were talking about some of this materialism kind of institution.
It could be that he's a good president, but he has very clever enemies.
So much. Yeah. And these are, we need guys against the peace and stability and some of the values that we are actually advocating for.
Yeah.
If we really want this in Africa to progress. So, thank you very much, my
doctor.
Ashwende.
Okay.
Yeah, doctor.
Okay. Yeah, so that is the conversation. I think in that 30 minutes, we are going to talk about a little bit of food security. We are going to look at where we are as a country. However, in this, that is what it is. That is what it is. Uncle mentioned something very important to say. You know, sometimes incitement of violence can be from the third party. It's not always about what you see. There's always something behind the scene because, look, it's a situation like what we have in Namibia. A lot of young people, we do not have opportunities. We have all kinds of challenges that you can think of in the world. And any politician can jump in and use us to vote for him or her. Then after that, we are go back to our own situation because with desperation and also a lack of clear thinking, we end up doing something because we are desperate. Because that is how conflicts start. People go to those who are vulnerable, those who have few things to lose. Then they use them for their advantage. Because it could be that what's happening in Kenya is not only about poor leadership of Ruto. Because I'm also surprised if Ruto says shoot people in their legs, he's not the Ruto that we expected. I think he's cornered also. Because in that kind of politics, and I think it's also something that we also need to learn in Namibia to say, we don't, politics is good, but what we need to do, let us solve the basics. Because if we don't solve the basics, people, we are still going to continue to be used as political capital by whoever is coming, whether it's any party, opposition, or those who are in power. Because if you are poor, you are hungry, somebody come to you campaigning and slaughter for you a goat or kasongo or a kettle, then you eat at that point, you give me a t-shirt, you go back to your comfort zone, then poverty continue. And they will continue and continue. Because, you know, people, it's always good to look at the basics. If you can solve the basics, then we can deal with other things later. Because if you can solve the economic part of it, then other things will come. Because if it's not like this, things will not work out. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are looking at international news. We are looking at international news. However, when it's coming to South Africa, it's good to indicate that after attending the BRICS conference, Cyril Ramaphosa, a lot of things have been happening at home when he was attending BRICS conference. A lot of things have been happening at home. One is the imposition of 30% by Donald Trump. That is one thing that he has to address again. And the other thing is also the scandal in South African police where Commissioner General Nana Mkhwananzi has, accused the police minister of working together with criminals. And he revealed the bombshell of, secrets and also some secrets operation that the police minister have been doing with criminals. And a lot of things are giving speculation to say, is the minister going to be fired? Is the minister going to be fired? And on the other hand, the DA has also laid charges against the Minister of Police in South Africa. And Cyril Ramaphosa, known as a very quiet but tough leader, he indicated that he's going to address the nation on Sunday about these matters. And we'll see the way forward, what's going to happen. And what is very interesting is that when you talk about a man like Mkhwananzi being the Commissioner General of and the commander of KZN Police, KwaZulu-Natal, he's one of the toughest policemen, the toughest cop in SA, known to be having a tough approach in facing toughest criminals, and he put a lot of them behind bars. Gang violence, he destroyed a lot of gang violence head on, one on one. He was the head of special task force, and also he was also known to stabilize the July protest. That time when Zuma was arrested, where people were rooting, and a lot of things are happening. To say, is it a power struggle, or is the end of Nana Mkhwananzi, or is the end of the Minister of Police? And a lot of things are happening, and I think that is something that we need to watch. And while we are there, let's go to a commercial break. From there, we are going to look at food security, where we are standing as a country in terms of food security. And I also want to touch a little bit on what our farmers are saying and how can we move forward. I want to touch a little bit from 2020 onward there to see what is that thing that Shetven have done to our food security. And what could be the way forward? What is the difference between what they say, what we say, and what we do? Are we doing what we are saying, or do we do what we say? Or we are just saying for the sake of saying? So let's go to a commercial break, then we can see what will happen.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe kike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ujendi penawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heavy nola natu. Heavy bali no heavy. Ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu. Bali o hetatu matatu. Oma felane Eagle FM. The eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. Yes, I think it's the right time to look at where we are. It's the right time to look at where we are as a country in terms of food security, where we are as a country, and why our president declared agriculture as one of the main priorities in her pronunciation and prioritization. It's also very important to look at where we are as a country, because one thing that we need to look at is that there's a difference between what we speak and also what we do. Because just think about this, for the past 35 years, a lot of things have been said about agriculture. Green scheme have been, established. We see some equipments rotting outside, lack of ineffectiveness in terms of management of those green scheme. We have seen poverty continue increasing. When we look at economic change in 2008, we see a flood from 2012 onward. Then we also be able to see post-2025 when President Ginkop get into power. He was very clear about his intention of eradicating poverty. His intention of eradicating poverty in Namibia to the extent that established the Ministry of Poverty Eradication. And to the point that that ministry become not so useful, then it has to go back to where it came from. And also to look at what the different politicians got into power spoke about. Because look, post-2020, second term of Ginkop, the veteran politician by the name Carl Chatwin was appointed as a Minister of Agriculture Land Reform. And we had hope to say now, he looked like one of the farmers, one of the commercial farmers, and he would do justice to our food security. He would do justice to our food security. However, just to wake up, we are already in 2024. Problems continue to press us. And things became worse, because I'm always referencing the speech of the former Minister of Environment and Tourism, Pohem Bashveta, especially last year when he went to Azerbaijan. I think it's a climate, it's a climate summit, it's a global climate summit. And he indicated that, look, as we are standing now, the country is experiencing drought that never existed in the past 60 years. That is now last year, that is what he said. And what is so very interesting is that the same, when you look at the Minister of Agriculture through the leadership of Carl Chatwin, what they did is 2023, if I'm not mistaken, they brought around 109 million back to the treasury, to say this money is coming back to the treasury, where there is a lot of things not yet done. Particularly in the expansion of food production in Namibia. When you look at importation of food from outside, we are still importing more than 50% from outside the country, particularly in South Africa. Yeah, we are still struggling to add value. Maybe those are some of the things that we need to look at. Now, what is very funny is that, last year, Tateshimi realized to say, you guys who gave you money the previous year, then you returned the money back. Let us cut your budget. And I complain, no, the budget is not enough. Now you are asking, the budget is not enough. How? If you cannot able to spend the money on the people. why are you telling people that the budget is not enough? So I think it's the right time to look at where we are standing and what new thing can come from our Ministry of Agriculture, and also how we can assist, because it's not only about about the government, because a citizen, we can also do what we can do best to assist in production of food security. So one thing that we need to look at is that when you look at the SANDEC report of 2024, it stated that the SANDEC have experienced food insecurity, with estimation of 48.5 million people facing high level of acute food insecurity in 9 countries. And that is 24 or 25% increase compared to 2023. And some of the drivers of this is, you know, this El Nino weather pattern. You have existing economic challenges. These existing economic challenges, we know them. And also conflict in various regions like Mozambique and also DRC. Now, if you look at acute food insecurity, is our inability or difficulty to put a bread on the table. Acute food insecurity, you don't know what you're going to eat in the next 2 days. Even if you're eating today, you are not eating the balanced diet. You are just eating for the sake of putting something in your stomach. And we still have people who are dying of hunger in our country. And that report is not really coming out very clearly. People have complained about what was happening in Omaheke. But that is a discussion of another day. So maybe in terms of food security, what are those things that we need to do? What are some of the things that we need to do in order to make sure that at least when it's coming to Namibia, when it's coming to Namibia, we have a different approach in how we deal with things. Because there is a report also by World Economic Forum which look at poverty and inequality in Namibia. And looking at the World Economic Forum Global Risk Report, and which conducted a survey of more than 10,000 respondents, came to the conclusion to say poverty and inequality continue to be the most pressing risks in 2025. And maybe it's now the right time to look at what can we do? What can we do as a country to improve food security? What can we do apart from what we've been doing? Because, sometimes we need to speak about the fact, because, you know, there was one thing which Venani have mentioned, particularly regarding our analysis of implementation of our administration. And if you are looking at this statement objectively to say 100 days analysis, and people are looking at us in the media because we analyze based on what we see, then he stated that, no, just a bit of rhetoric. It's a conversation, it's a bit of, nothing really to see. Because there have been a lot of speech to say, this is what need to be done. Dust must be seen. Dust must be seen. But really, where is the dust? Is the dust productive? Because 100 days, yes, it could be that there's still a lot of things need to be done. You cannot achieve all your plan within 100 days. But based on what we promise and what we put on the table, are we able to achieve that if we cannot track what is happening in this month and the following month? So, yeah, I think it's the right time to look at there's one conversation, you know, which I got into with Tate Shipingana, and it's one of the farmers who educate others. And I think it's also very important to listen to him and also see in terms of what they did in Omaheke. And maybe just something also to learn from. Just something also to learn from, to see what can I learn from this gentleman. And also, how can other farmers also follow suit? Because us looking at the King Project, some people are naming it Potato Project. That is a good example. We can say whatever you can say, but that is a good example. That's why in Namibia, we always have this thing of saying, criticizing even productive things. So we can say whatever you can say, but that is it's a very beautiful project. And if Namibia can spend money in improving food security, then no one can pick up from, you know, we'll be very strong enough to stand on our own. So let's see what Tsimingana has to say.
To Eagle FM, to the listener from my side, yeah. As usual.
Yes, that is Bingana. Let us look at the harvest, or maybe the project that we're embarking upon, particularly on upgrading marginalized community in Omaheke region. Looking at the context of what you have been doing, how is the harvest going, and how much you have gained from that volunteerism and also that sustainable food production project?
Thank you very much. As usual, for me, I have entered into Kanana Garden to initiate on a voluntary basis, you mentioned.
Yeah.
That happened earlier, 24 December 2024,
yeah.
Up until then 31st January 2025, whereby I started with the training to ensure that people are capacitated, people are enhanced, people are equipped,
yeah,
to enable for them to have the necessary skills. And that skill is what will speak to the need, that capacity, what will speak to the need, if we want to achieve what we call self-reliance as a nation,
yeah,
in terms of job creation, in terms of food security, or self-sufficiency as a nation.
Yeah.
And not only that, one of the key sectors that have been, you know, the problematic is that when you look at the garden mentioned earlier,
yeah,
is to say this land has been abandoned because it's one of the land that have been utilized in the past by the Catholic church or mission to say, and the gentleman who was in charge of this land apparently passed on some years back. I cannot go back to history, but just to unpack, as you are saying.
Yeah.
Now, this, for me, this created dependence because he was at the forefront of producing himself.
Yeah.
But what we want as a nation, because when I say what we want, I'm speaking on behalf of every Namibian within the agricultural sector and every Namibian who understood the importance of hands-on towards self-reliance, is to say we should have a system of our own that is meant to speak to the needs of our people, which does not create dependence, but rather equip, teach, enhance, like I mentioned,
yeah,
so that our people, they have a know-how. In India, they got a very good way to say, no, when you got fish,
yeah,
apparently don't give people fish, but rather teach people how to fish.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah,
speak quite loud enough to the needs.
Yeah.
And now, as a person with a little know-how, indigenous and the international, mm, for the community, mm, I do understand as to why, and this is why I enter into Kanana Garden on a voluntary basis, to ensure that I have played a role as a Namibian and ensure that I have contributed toward the problem, and also to make a difference, mm, for those who are in need, for those who are marginalized. I don't like a word, but I mean, we have to use it.
Yeah.
We must.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, many other times, I think by now we are 35 years old,
yeah,
and this word cannot be, we cannot do away with it, but it should be minimized by now. Mm-hmm. But it can only be minimized,
yeah,
if we decide to have hands-on. But if we do not have hands-on,
yeah,
then obviously we cannot. So therefore, what I'm saying is that, for me, I'm pleased, because at the end of the day, the harvest is speaking quite enough to the need, and it's quite pleasing because about 19 hectares planted with beans, which we said obviously is cowpeas, nakara, and so on. This the aim also to plant the aim also to plant the beans, which I mentioned to say cowpeas and nakara, was to restore the nitrogen needed to the soil, because the soil has been abandoned for some time, and that's what we need for the process of photosynthesis to take place, because we want to restore nitrogen to the soil, so that other plants, which are not legumes, can then get nitrogen, which then in return going to enhance the green pigment, which is chlorophyll, enable plant to use sunlight as energy to make their own food. Very, very important.
Yes, Tata Spigana, while we are there, let us look at, you said the whole 19 hectares was planted with beans. Let us look in your basic estimation, how many bags of maize, I mean, how many bags of beans did that farm produce, and maybe how is the involvement of the community?
Currently, I might not have the clear number in terms of number, because the harvest is still going on. It's not yet done. But all I can tell you, I should only have to say it's 19 hectares, and everything, because we planted about 50 kg of beans, which means 25 kg of nakara and 25 kg of cowpeas. So that makes 100 kg that was covered in 1980, and the harvest is still going on. So for now, I might not give you exact picture, but it's very, very convincing and it's pleasing. It's got tangible results, and I'm saying, and I'm urging again, that currently we've got people that have been affected by flood in our regions or in Namibia, and also the Prime Minister has been at the forefront to support. So how about if we turn things around by maybe calling the office of the Prime Minister to come to the rescue and they buy these beans once off, go to the office of the Prime Minister, and then these beans can then be distributed among those that are affected. And then this money will circulate within the nation again, and this is what's going to promote social economic. You understand? And automatic, in a way, job creation. And also, just to emphasize, it's also going to encourage those who withdraw from the beginning, because remember, there were people who withdraw from the beginning because they were not part and parcel of the idea intensive, but, you know, because why, that is understanding. And also to encourage those other regions, not only on Maheke, to do the same. Not only in beans. We are talking about food security in general without a single plant in being cereal, being what, as long as we are saying food security.
Yes, maybe the last question. How was the involvement of young people from that area? Were they helpful or were they also part of the work?
The answer is negative. Of course, yes, they were not that. And yes, I can tell from experience, because I have been in all areas or, you know, in regions of this nation. And what I have seen from the look of things is that our youth are not willing, you know, to participate fully, because
What can be the maybe the challenges that they are facing for them not to participate?
There are a lot of challenges. We might not finish to mention them, but I'll mention a few.
Yeah.
One of the challenges that I have seen, they do not understand that agriculture could be a key sector or a key area that's going to create jobs. They want to see it done today and materialize tomorrow. You understand? They are looking on a short term, you know. Secondly, our people are more into drugs and alcohol. So at the end of the day, we are running a risk among our youth. So, if I can give you a practical example, the current president, so who is saying she's willing to invest heavily in the youth or empowering the youth? It's a very good thing. But I'm calling for every Namibian, more especially our parents and the individual, to take their lead and they look with a close eye to say, we are at risk of drugs abuse and alcohol, and this is more among youth. And we are saying the youth is the future. How are we going to have the future if we are not building the foundation now? When we say the foundation, it's not just like to give, you know, let's say, for instance, capital or any other.
Yes, you got it. You got it from, that is the farmer, Spingana. How can you say the youth are the leader of tomorrow if we are just focusing on booze? We are focusing on booze. And, yeah. We are dancing 24 hours instead of focusing on food security. So, dear listeners, it's always a pleasure to be here. And, your listening is valuable and we are always very happy to engage with you at this platform. And yeah, I think it's the right time to give the mic to Mike Oshoveri, with Unpacking the Day. And, stay tuned, continue, listening to Eagle FM Namibia, like our page on our social media platform. And also make sure that, you connect with us by downloading the app. And also, make sure that you download the Imba app. So, from now, from me, David Shombe, thank you very much and enjoy your Friday.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager. Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.